Right, we're talking health and wellness today, and a lot of people are counting the days till the holidays, but this is, I'm aware, not an easy time of year for everyone, particularly not this year, with so many people facing so many extraordinary financial troubles. But the festive season really, we know, traditionally is a difficult time for those who struggle with addiction issues. So we thought we'd spend some time today reflecting on the nature of that challenge and also about how to support an addict in the family or a friend at this time. We've turned for help to Stepping Stones, which is an addiction treatment center based in Cormackie. It was founded back in 1996 by Carrie Becker and Lady Victoria Spencer. And these days it forms part of the Akiso group of clinics. And it's focused on an approach of integrated treatment. So not just psychiatrists and psychologists and maybe the group therapy you might imagine, but also occupational therapists and social workers and recovery assistants, a whole team of people working together to try and help people through their crisis. And one of them is with us on the line today. Mbali Mabuza is an occupational therapist at Stepping Stones with a long history of helping patients with addiction issues. Mbali, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Before we talk about the specific issue of the festive season and the challenges that it holds, just tell us a little bit more about Stepping Stones and the sort of conditions that you help with.
Stepping Stones has a dual diagnosis unit and a secondary program. So basically what we do is we see a lot of patients who have either a chemical addiction or a process addiction. So that includes your gambling, your love addictions, your codependency. Mm-hmm. And then the dual diagnosis comes in with if they have another comorbidity of a mental illness that includes things like your mood disorders, your bipolars, your depression, anxiety, and then your personality disorders. We have some borderline, some narcissists, etc. Mm-hmm. And we also do see some substance-induced psychosis.
Okay, so that's a big, wide basket of conditions that you're working with. Mbali, and I know every patient is different, every condition is different, but there are certain underlying sort of factors that run through this conversation that make this time of year particularly difficult for people struggling with these kinds of addictions. What is it about the festive season that is so grueling for many addicts?
Definitely. This year has been particularly different because with COVID-19, we have a lot of people who want to spend time with families where the culture is to drink and to try out a few party drugs here and there. So there's a lot of silly season that happens between now, December and January. So a lot of our addicts are struggling with relapses closer towards the end of the year.
Nice.
But particularly this year compared to last year, we had more alcoholics last year, and this year we were seeing a lot more process addiction, which is showing us that people are really, really struggling with their mental health.
That's really interesting. When you talk about a process addiction, would that be something like an eating disorder, or as you mentioned, gambling? Can you give us a couple of other examples?
There's eating disorder, there's gambling, there's codependency, there's love addictions, there's sex addiction, there's shopping addictions. They are endless with the process addictions.
Quite appropriate then that we're talking to you on Black Friday, which is probably the worst day of the year for those with shopping addictions.
Yes.
In Bali. Okay, definitely. Now, as you mentioned, the risk of relapse very high at a time of year when there are parties and festivities and celebrations and where the concept of popping a bottle of champagne is synonymous with celebrating for many people. At the same time, though, Mbali, it's also, it's psychologically a difficult time of year for many people, even those who are not struggling with addiction, because sometimes it means more time in strained family settings. It might mean time away from your comfort zone in another place where you don't feel as naturally happy. Is all of that magnified for somebody who's dealing with that plus the addiction issue?
Yes, definitely, because you're put into situations where you have to spend a week or two with people who definitely trigger you or bring things up from your childhood or traumas, because there is a lot of trauma that comes with the festive season naturally. But also, people are reflecting on the year towards the end of the year. So they're trying to see what have I really come out with at the end of 2020, or what have I wanted to achieve and where am I currently? And with COVID bringing in another curveball into that, people are definitely, definitely struggling with that. So they are coming in quite low. not knowing where to go from here. What's my sense of direction? I don't know how to even set goals. I don't see myself beyond today, let alone next week. Yeah. So that's quite common, definitely.
Now, in Bali, thank goodness there are people like you and the team at Stepping Stones to help those who are lucky enough to find you. But what advice can you share with our audience who might be the family or the friend who can see a family member or friend struggling at this time of year? What can we do to be supportive and help them to get through a very difficult time?
We find that a lot of people actually just struggle to ask for help. That's the first thing we teach our cohort is to just ask for help and reach out. So maybe for family members to create spaces or normalize spaces where we just do a quick check-in of what's been going on for you, how what have you been up to, and maybe you can just see a sense of this person doesn't usually do that. Mm-hmm. They're usually more active and less isolating. So for them to encourage them to talk, and then if they feel that it's beyond their level of helping them or beyond their scope, I think they can just refer them to a therapist, any therapist that can be an occupational therapist, a psychologist, a counselor of any sort. Doesn't necessarily have to be addiction related. And if they have a treating psychiatrist from before, possibly speaking to a psychiatrist. And then from there, depending on the health professional's recommendations, to see if we want to look at in-treatment. With the addiction, it's quite nice because it's a little bit more accessible these days with the online meetings. So we do have online meetings for process addictions as well. So it's not necessarily just substance and alcohol. They are for codependency. And also to support the family, you get things like Naranon and Al-Anon, etc. So they can also go and share and really help themselves too.
That's great to hear that the online, I mean, the whole world has had to learn new ways of doing things this year because of lockdowns and COVID. So it's wonderful to hear that therapy has gone there as well. Bali, you've used the phrase codependency several times. Just for the sake of those who are not quite clear on what that means, can you elaborate?
So codependency is normally you see it in relationships with people that tend to just do things for other people without necessarily being asked, and kind of overcompensating in areas and project things of yourself, and you struggle to help yourself and be involved in your own process. You're more about other people, and when things don't go right in that relationship, you completely fall apart. So, but there's different ways that codependency can present itself, but that's, I think, the simplest way I can explain it.
Okay. Bali, anything else you'd like our audience to know, either about coping with addiction at this time of year or about supporting those who are?
I think with addiction, to just know that even a binge is considered a substance use disorder. I think people think that, oh, it's just a few days. I drink maybe on the weekends. I'll have a little bit more than usual, and then not every day. So people tend to associate addiction with every single day, like the use. But it's not about that. It's harmful in its usage and harmful to the person's health. That's where it becomes very, very complex. So for people to just know that you might be functioning, but there is a form of a dependency, and you go through and periods of withdrawal. So that's something that people should look out for and just see that, you know, when do I drink? Am I drinking just for social purposes, or am I drinking when I'm feeling a little bit stressed or to help me sleep a bit better? Mm. Or am I taking something or a few extra pills to keep me up, and now it used to be one pill, you know, to calm me down, and I'm taking a little bit more and I'm abusing a certain script from a doctor?
It's a very, very tough road. And Bali, I think also important to mention, perhaps this is a disease that we're talking about, and a lot of families struggle to recognize it as that. And you can understand a lot of the pain that many families have been through and the abuse they've suffered at the hands of the addict and the addict's behavior. It can be hard to have that distance to be able to recognize that this is a disease. But I'm sure you'd like to make the case for that.
Yes, yes, definitely. We do cater for that. I think we help the families understand that it as in as much as it's their choices, it is a disease, and it is a disease of more, and it's progressive. So with a relapse, it gets worse.
Mbali Mabuza is an occupational therapist at Stepping Stones in Cormickey. Mbali, if somebody feels listening to this like they're recognizing themselves in what you've just said and that they do need to reach out for help, how do they reach out to Stepping Stones?
You can contact us on our admissions line. It's 073-620-0826.
073-620-0826. Mbali, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We've really valued your contribution to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Mbali Mabuza, occupational therapist at Stepping Stones, a rehab facility located in Cormickey. And if you Google Stepping Stones, you'll easily find their website as well, which has got a lot of information about the different forms of treatment on offer, how to apply for a place there, and much more. So that is steppingstones.co.za.